Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan.
Yes,
on
you are
the wheel, not the wheels, on the faders. Is the fader up, John?
The fader's up on the ice on the faders.
Oh yeah, lovely. Yeah. In the bay. Faders.
I can't remember all the other ones now. They're getting quite long.
Lots of
in the trough, on the line,
in the bay, in the trough. in the bin. Hey, John, we're cutting it fast and loose this week, aren't we?
We are, aren't we? There was a slight miscommunication. I didn't think we were recording. You thought we were.
You thought it was the week off.
But look, like all the great improvisers.
Today, because next week is the FA Trophy. And we're not in that, John.
No.
It's not that we don't even acknowledge it. We're just not in it.
No.
And it's hardly likely to be a Talk United transfer roundup special. With the way things are going at the moment.
No. So we are going to have a week off next week, not this week.
Yeah. So it's a bit loose. Just a bit of a discussion of stuff we've seen, isn't it, this week, John?
Like you said to me earlier, it's free-form jazz. It's Miles Davis with a little bit of National League news thrown in.
Free jazz this week. Maybe you could put some just in under the whole thing, John.
Do you want a bit of jazz? Okay.
Little soundtrack underneath the whole thing.
I'll get a bit of jazz going. Here we go. Right, here we go. Internet problems. It's buffering.
It's buffering. Buffering. Do you think Miles Davis ever buffered, John?
I shouldn't think so.
Be so.
Yeah, there we go.
We're in. Hey, I'm going through some notes on my. We'll talk about the National League in a minute, John.
Yeah.
I'm going through some notes on my phone. And I've got something. Just says 5th of August 2017 at 12:52 at night, 00:52.
Okay.
It says. One of the last great entertainers. And then under that, it says, one of the least great entertainers. That's obviously a joke, I thought.
It's quite a nice play on words, isn't it?
So, John, I went to the Oxford United game on Tuesday night.
Yes.
At halftime, which you won't have seen on the television, they had run from the halfway line with a ball and put it in the back of the net. Not up against anyone or anything. Right? Which I thought, that sounds easy. But do you know who they used for it?
No.
Over 70s.
that's cruel.
If you were over 70, I mean, it'd be half the crowd at Torquay. If you were over 70, you were allowed onto the pitch to run from the halfway line to slot it home to the Oxford United away end. I said to my mate, I said, this is a heart attack waiting to happen. Is this a reason to get the St. John involved? Is this what it is? But at the time, Oxford were 2-0 down. And yeah. I thought, this is clever. This is a good way to get the match called off. Someone.
Oh no! It's a support. Oh no!
Someone's died. Oh dear.
We'll just have to do this again next week.
We'll have to get Newcastle back down next week. They had about 8 people, blokes, old blokes. One of them was 80. He had 3 goes, John. Could he score? Could he F? Every time he got near the goal, he'd have a shot, went wide. So I was giving it, 80 he was, John. And then, to try and get away with it, he put the ball on the penalty spot. Missed again!
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Anyway, they signed him. Oxford United signed him. Glenn Tamplin's interested in that striker, though. That bloke. Very interesting.
Well, maybe he should turn up to
down.
The trial. Yeah, to
down.
Open trial. No.
I was sitting there thinking, I don't even support this team. Right? I don't support them. I'm only there for my son. But I did realise it is a really good way to watch football when you don't actually care. When you care if they win. If good fun if they win. But if they lose, you're not actually that bothered.
Yeah.
It must be like being a Man United fan. Day, bang. Slamming them home today.
Have you had enough of the Jazz? Are we sick of Miles Davis
now?
Like,
do you not like it, John? I thought we were having it the whole way through.
Okay, well, we're going the whole way through. Okay, we'll keep up. We'll keep up. This is quite hard to sort of to concentrate. I feel like we should have a G&T in one hand.
What do you think would be the worst Christmas drink, John? Willy Bolly or Dick Advocaat?
I will say Dick Advocaat, I think.
That's a good joke.
Yeah.
Dick Advocaat is surely the worst Christmas drink.
You have got to know your Dutch football managers.
It's nice though, isn't it?
It's good.
Nice joke.
Very nice.
Lovely joke.
I tell you, before we go any further, we will work out what's coming up in the podcast shortly.
Yeah, come on.
We had better start with the big news. I read in the Times this morning, actually, that a group of criminals called the Geordies have been brought down, finally, after terrorising the towns of Dawlish and Tynmouth. We had a Geordie terrorising Torquay last year, of course, as well. He's now head of development for the National League.
He is.
Thank you very much.
That's what they've ended up doing. Yeah. Who were these hoodlums, John?
I don't know.
Hoodlums.
But he's the sort of ringleader proclaimed himself as the King of Dawlish. Could he do something about the fact that the train line keeps falling into the sea? Does that fall under his jurisdiction?
You can turn the Jazz off. I'm enjoying it, but I feel like it's adding a lackadaisical air to the whole thing.
Should we work out what's coming up on the podcast?
Yes, go on.
So this week, as we said, we're going to freeform. It's an amount of improvising going on. But we have got some National League news, plenty of National League news for you. We're going to speak to a few guests.
A few phone calls going in.
A few phone calls. Hearse is on the list. Going to give Hearse a call.
Why is he coming on, John?
Well, I mean, one, Torquay keep losing. That always,
I hate that. I hate that dude.
That always perks him up a bit. And we also noticed that we talked the other week about some Torquay related funerals. We're not a Torquay podcast, but we mentioned the idea of sort of Torquay related funerals. And, well, quite frankly, we think he's nicked it.
He's nicked the idea.
Yeah.
He's nicked the idea. He's nicked the slogan and everything. So we're going to have to take it up with him.
We'll take that up with him. We'll also have a quick word with Madeira Trike Tours as well of Barrow.
Yeah,
obviously, Torquay went all the way up to Barrow and lost.
Ooh, aren't Barrow's fans horrible?
Yeah, not nice.
I mean, way wanting to say we're a Barrow podcast.
No.
Because a lot of their fans on Twitter are absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
So we won't be enjoying them anymore.
I think we've officially dropped.
More into Dover these days. More into Dover. Me and Vera Lynn.
Yeah. More on that in a moment.
Pleased,
but we will
have a
quick catch up with Madeira Trike Tours.
And then we'll just jazz about till the end, John.
And that's
it. Freeform jazz week.
You get your trumpet out.
Lovely.
And we'll jazz about.
Hey, John, just because it's freeform week, let me just bring up... have you ever used a steam cleaner, John?
A steam cleaner...
Have you got a steam cleaner in your home?
No, and I'm not sure I've ever used one.
John, they're really good. You really should get one. And also, don't be afraid to spend a little bit more than you think you might want to spend on a steam cleaner. We got a Vax one, and it comes with a lot of attachments, but you can't use half of them, John. There's no need to use half of them. But we've recently got rid of that one, and we've got a Karcher, and I tell you, it is like chalk and cheese. It is absolutely incredible. Really, really incredible. Really very, very good. So I can highly recommend the Karcher Steam. And it's yellow, John.
Is this what happens when you hit middle age?
John, people will be here for this content. I guarantee it.
The day I get excited about the word Karcher is the day I shuffle off this mortal coil, I think.
You get one and you clean your house with the Karcher, and I tell you, you'll go, do you know what? My house has been filthy all this time.
I feel like Karcher are getting a lot of mentions in this podcast so far.
It's not even sponsored content, John.
Okay. Not yet.
Hey, that's a good point. Maybe we'll do the steam cleaner obsession.
The Karcher obsession.
Karcher obsession. Be beautiful.
Would you like some flipping National League news?
I'd love some National League news, John.
Well, games on Saturday and one on Tuesday. We'll go back to Saturday first. AFC Fylde 1, Boreham Wood 2. When was the last time AFC Fylde won a game? They are really down in the mire.
Down and out, John. They are out of here.
They're not looking good. Well into the relegation zone now. They're 22nd and on a real stinker under Jim Benny. But Boreham Wood did win 2-1, and they had Tom Champion playing for them. It's real nominative determinism there. I mean, with a name like that,
a real spark.
Need to be winning games with a name like that.
I was going with Champion spark plugs there. That was for the older listeners.
Oh my
John.
Goodness me!
I'm providing content for the older listener this week. Steam cleaners. We'll be speaking about Vera Lynn in a minute. It's really we've put some Miles Davis on.
God, it's all there, isn't it? It was a Barnet 2. Hartlepool won. Hartlepool did think they'd snatched a late equaliser after an own goal from Dan Sweeney. Don't know if he's ever heard that one before. Probably not.
Tell you what, what a great theme tune that is. Why don't they do theme tunes like that anymore? Is there a reason? For the older listener, John, they'll love this content. The older listeners, when I'm going, why isn't it like that anymore?
Don't make them like that anymore. And by that, you mean slightly racist, racist TV shows from the 70s.
All right, darling, a bit misogynist.
Barnet found a late winner. Barnet 2, Hartlepool 1, Barrow 2, Torquay 1. Not bothered, not interested.
Who cares?
No, it was Eastleigh 2, Woking 0. Probably the result of the weekend. Even when your team loses, you can always rely on Woking just to pick you up a little bit.
I just love that they think they're amazing. Woking,
yeah,
isn't it? That's just the best bit.
Alan Dowson must be inching closer to the sack, at which point I can probably tell you my Alan Dowson story and Martin Tyler.
Oh, yes, that's lovely. Do you think, John, I can't see them being sacked, because surely them going down would them in being sacked.
Well, I can't really see it either, but that's what my sources, for what they're worth, are telling me.
Really? Your sources, John? I like that you have sources.
I do.
And that you've got a story that is embargoed to episode 500.
Until episode 500 or Alan Dowson and Martin Tyler get the sack, whichever comes first. Ebbsfleet 1, Sutton 1, just boring. Halifax 2, Bromley 1, also quite boring. Mentioning Tim Flowers, it was Solihull Moors 0, Maidenhead 2. I mean, really, you should bring back Tim Flowers.
Tim Flowers.
Yeah, I mean, they should. What were they thinking?
Well, I obviously something's fallen apart there. Yeah. You hardly talk to him anymore. obviously the only line of that song I can do. Yeah, I wonder where Tim Flowers will pop up next. I reckon in the league.
Yeah, John. Someone should take a chance on him, I'd have thought.
I think he'll be in the league. The league is where Tim Flowers will pop up next. Flowers popping up. Yes, come on now.
It's like a daffodil.
It's nearly spring.
Emerging in spring.
Flowers will pop. This is what happens. He'll emerge in spring. Like a snowdrop.
Stockport 0, Dover 2, our new favourite team, Dover.
Yeah, love them.
Lovely work from Dover. They're winning up at Stockport. And actually, their new loan signing, Dover from Charlton, means a welcome return for the poshest player of the week. Ashley Maynard Brewer. This week's poshest player of the week.
A lovely. Does sound posh.
Ashley Maynard Brewer.
Hmm. Yes, I like the sound.
Or
like
a firm of thing. Solicitors.
Well,
could be our solicitors. Solicitor
or brewery.
Or yeah,
a brewery. Ashley Maynard.
Ashley Maynard Brewer. Brewer. That's something about his business card. Ashley Maynard.
Maybe that's just what it is.
Brewer.
Maybe he's one of these part-time players. That's what he does. He's got a little micro brewery, like a hipster, longing to sign for Dulwich Hamlet.
Yeah. Yes, Vera Lynn thrilled by that. She obviously didn't go up to Stockport. That's a long way. It was Wrexham 0, Dagenham 0, tedious. Yeovil 1, Chorley 1. Only an 88th minute equaliser got the Glovers a point there. So Chorley putting in a tremendous performance down at Yeovil. Notts County 3, Chesterfield 0. Chesterfield had new signing Jordan Cropper playing for them. Obviously,
Roy.
He came a cropper at the weekend. Chesterfield lost 3-0. And one game on Tuesday night. Dover 2, Barrow 1. Ah!
Yes! Ah!
Ah! 88th minute winner.
We'll meet again. She'll have been leading it, won't she?
88th minute winner there down at the Crabble. Dame Vera going mental. Safe trip home, lads. That's all you can say to Barrow. Safe trip home.
Yes, well, we'll find out about that in a minute because we're going to give Madeira Trike Tours a ring.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all the National League news I've got.
That's all the news.
Thank you for the news,
John. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and it's... Oh, no. What's that? Oh, I forgot John said he was going to ring. Okay. Hello?
Hello? Is that the National Obsession?
This is the National Obsession. Yep. Hello, Hearst. Yep. Hello.
Baker, you bastard. Let me introduce myself. Let me say my catchphrase. This is, you're through to the hearse. You're connected to the hearse. What's on from the hearse? This is Hearst here. You're through to the hearse. Bonjour from the hearse. Salut from the hearse. I can't think of any more languages. Hello. I've said my bit now. Go ahead.
Oh, it's got a bit longer than it usually is, that.
It was a bit long. I'll give you that.
Catchphrase now, is it? Do you use that when you meet people to do their funerals? To do that? Sorry, to drive that. You don't do funerals, do you? You just do the hearse.
Absolutely not, Biggie. Don't be. I'm so respectful. I wouldn't possibly dream of doing any of that sort of caper in the hearse.
If I've got a relative who's just died, hearse. How is it when you come to the door with the hearse? I'm opening the door. I'm dressed up in black. Good morning.
Yes, I judge the situation, you see, Baker, and that's what makes a quality hearseman. Either I can engage in a bit of light chit chat, maybe about the issues of the day, the coronavirus perhaps, or Brexit, or the Iowa caucus, maybe something like that. Or
this doesn't sound very respectful.
Yeah, but sometimes they need to take their mind off it, Baker.
I've answered the door and I'm in deep, deep grief. Deep crying. Really crying. And what do you go? Hello from the hearse? Is it like that? Is it hello? What do you think of the coronavirus?
you bastard. Of course I don't do that. I will gesture towards the hearse and not say a word. I will simply point towards the hearse. And hope that they sort of get the message that it's time to go, and we're on borrowed time. Not literally, so to speak, but I do charge by the hour.
Sorry for laughing. I didn't mean to laugh. I just thought you were...
Mikey, you f***ing stop laughing.
Sorry, people have died. I've got something to bring up with you, actually, Hearst. I know you called us. You called us, but I've got something to bring up with you. And I'm a bit annoyed with you, as is John. He can't be here at the moment.
Why? What's happened?
We heard you've been using the catchphrase, in the bay, in the ground.
Yes, it's a great new catchphrase. I think it's sort of simple, a bit like Ron Seal, does what it says on the coffin, so to speak. And it's a nice, simple and effective catchphrase. Why? What's wrong with it?
Well, we've come up with in the bay, in the bin, and in the bay, in the trough. That's been a little joke, a little bit of fun we've been having recently. And you now, someone has told us that unfortunately, their auntie died, and that you turned up to do their hearsing, and on the side of the coffin, it was written, in the bay, in the ground, hearse.
No, well, I mean, it did say that, but I came up with it.
But why have you been putting it on the coffins? That doesn't sound A, very respectful, and B, we might send you an invoice for coming up with the slogan.
You want me to send me any sort of invoice, speaking you bastard? I came up with it, and if that's what they want, that's what I'll give them. If they ask for it on the coffin, I'll put it on the bloody coffin, man. There's no problem there.
I mean, someone told me you turned up with the hearse and you had "in flowers" spelt out "in the hearse" in the ground. In flowers.
Yeah, I might well have done that. But let me tell you this. What I've started offering is a new Torquay United door-to-door funeral service where we can tailor it. Do say a Torquay United supporter is sadly expired. I will sort of curate, if that's the word, a funeral around Torquay United. They'll come in. It's a great idea I've had. They'll come in to the church to a bander by Herb Alpert or Robert Miles Chilton. If they're of a slightly more modern vintage, I'll organise Paul Bastard to be sat there, dressed all in black, looking really respectful. Wes Saunders has also agreed that if you want him, he'll come along and make up the numbers of the mourners.
All right.
Ivan Golak, he's up for coming down as well. He'll come and sort of mill around. Paul Compton, all that sort of, those guys from the 90s. And let me tell you this.
And Gary Hours, I suppose, because you love Gary Hours so much, you probably get hold of him. Can
no, because he's busy working in football, man. And let me tell you this, for an extra 500, for the dedicated Torquay United fan, Gilbert the Goal will actually conduct the service.
How respectful. Will Gilbert be in full robes and everything?
Yes,
or just
all black,
in that small hat he sometimes wears? Or
no, but it's all black and he wears a suit as well. A black suit, black tie, of course. Oh, it's respectful, Baker. But don't start telling me that I've ripped that off. How can I possibly rip that off? One, it's a totally original story. Two, I don't listen to your bloody podcast. How would I know?
Right, so how do we know you don't listen to the podcast? Do you know who Moira Kitson is?
Never heard of her. Have I buried her?
Never heard of her. Well, to be honest, since episode 12, you might have. Do you know what a foff means? Do you know what a foff means, Hurst?
I've got a bloody clue, but it sounds utterly juvenile and pathetic. And just about the sort of thing I'd expect from two namby-pamby Gary Johnson fans like yourself, which, by the way, seems to have gone down the absolute shitter since the last time I spoke to you.
Well, we've not had any players. Our players have all been unfit.
Oh,
it's going to be
blah,
fine.
Blah, blah, blah. You never heard Gary Allen making all sorts of excuses.
Well, he did use it. Right. I'm going to go, Hurst. I'm bored of you now. You're a rude man, Hurst.
Well,
I will not be using you to, when I die, I will not be using you.
Fine, but let me just say, if you do want a Torquay United funeral, just give me a call, 01803 Bateson.
Do not use our platform. Do not use our platform.
Bateson. You get straight through to me and I can organise a Torquay United funeral. Dwayne Darby, he's up for coming down. Paul Holmes, they've all made themselves available as more. Gary Nelson.
We're not a Torquay podcast. We're not interested. We're not interested in this. We're not a Torquay podcast.
Thank you, Baker, you bastard.
The National Obsession.
Hola, Madeira Tractors.
Ah, is that Madeira Tractors?
This is Madeira Tractors.
It's John here from the National Obsession podcast. Who am I speaking to?
This is Paulo.
Paulo from what a coincidence. Probably the most common Portuguese name. I probably should have guessed. Paulo, it's John from the National Obsession. I think we spoke to one of your colleagues the other week about how we could sort of go about booking a trike tour of Madeira. We'd seen you sponsoring Barrow.
Ah, yes, we do trike tours around Madeira.
Yeah.
Yes, you can have one around Madeira. How much? How many days?
No, I don't want to book. I've just got a
book. You like to book a trike tour around Madeira?
No, I don't want to book. I've just got a question really that I wanted to ask you. I don't know if you noticed.
Three wheels.
I know what a trike is.
Safer than a normal bike. Very safe. I put you in.
No, I don't want to book.
Do it from Madeira.
I just wanted to know. I know that you're big sponsors of Barrow, but did you notice?
Barrow FC. We love the Barrow FC.
Yes.
We just love them. Top of the league. Winning the league.
Are you sure you're not Middle Eastern?
Please do not be racist.
Did you notice?
Do you want a book?
No.
Right tour.
I've got a question.
Three wheels. Safer than two.
I've got a question.
Paulo Holmes. That is my name. Paulo Holmes.
Did you notice that Barrow, when they lost to Dover
Barrow
Athletic...
They never lose.
They lost to Dover Athletic.
Dover. I've been to Dover. I got turned away.
But they got the coach.
I went to Dover by myself on a dinghy. They turned me away. Sent me back to Madeira.
Barrow got the coach home.
I said
after
asylum,
the...
asylum. No.
Barrow got the coach home after the game rather than...
Coach. Yes, I like the coach. What is his name?
No, Ian Everett, but that's not the point.
Ian Everett, yes, I love him.
They got the bus.
Say he can get me passport. if you sponsor our goal alert, I get you passport.
Listen, Paolo, the team
yes.
got the coach.
Tractor. We like the tractor.
They got the coach.
The wheels around Madeira.
They got the bus home from Dover.
And a cake.
They got the bus home from Dover instead of a trike.
They never get bus. Ian Everett, he assumed me. They go everywhere by trike.
I thought...
Advertise Madeira trike.
Yeah, course. I thought they'd be in a convoy of trikes up the M6,
yes,
but they got the bus.
They go.
No, they got the bus.
That is not... No, they do not do that.
They did. It's on Twitter.
Ian Everett, he is a golden-hearted man. He would not tell me that is... He would not tell me lie. Next thing you will be telling me is that you will not be getting me passport.
It's in no way connected to Barrow beating Torquay, but I thought I'd better tell you / dob Barrow in that they got the bus and not the trike.
What is your name?
John.
What is your name?
The National Obsession.
I've heard of you. You bastard! Get off! Go away!
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Torquay Corner!
I know you f***ing sort it out for f***ing sake. F***ing rubbish. Run faster, you f***ing f***ing. Referee, you bastard. Are you from f***ing Cornwall?
Yes.
Hey, rubbish result, John.
Awful.
Rubbish result.
Rubbish.
We need this break.
Yeah.
We need this break. And after this break, that is it. We will not lose till the end of the season.
Oh, okay. Bold. Big claim.
We might lose. We need 11 points. We'll get 11 points.
I hope you're right. I really hope you're right.
We'll get 11 points.
Sucked into a relegation battle. But yeah, we did.
No.
We did lose 2-1 up at Barrow on Saturday. Not much fun for the listener on the radio like we did. Apart from the moments at the very start of the game, listening to the official radio with the one and only Tinkler.
Yeah.
Where he declares...
He gets all the good games, doesn't he? They let him do all the good games.
Well, I had to switch to BBC Devon because the Tinkler declared at the start that he was in a cupboard and didn't have any sort of effects microphone. So it did just sound like he was broadcasting it from his front room. I mean, he might have been, for all we know.
Like some Harry Potter figure. Just they keep Tinkler under... Poor Tinkler, they keep him under the stairs. He's a wizard, John. You're a wizard, Patrick. Poor Patrick, but he provided a great service.
Obviously, the sigh of relief around Barrow when they turned it round. Obviously, no bigger sigh of relief than in Madeira, of course, with two goals,
right, well, course,
two Madeira
yeah,
trike tour alerts. The trikes will run again. They
two
was looking at 1-0 to Torquay. It was looking like they were going to have to lay a few people off.
Yeah.
Sell a few trikes, but they're back as they turn it around 2-1. Madeira will live to fight another day.
They will have no idea. Well, they will have because we call them all the time.
Well, yeah,
Madeira trikes. How much of an impact they've made on us, John? They have no idea. So, John, here's a good question. Get rid of both keepers, or get rid of one keeper and get a new keeper. I think we both agree on that, don't we?
Yeah, we do need a new keeper. I guess that's not going to happen before the end of the season, I guess.
I'm just saying for next season.
Oh, for next season,
for next
yeah.
season. Gary Warren, if we can keep him, I like him.
Yeah, he's a bit old, but we can keep him. I think...
Cameron, I keep Cameron.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not so fast.
And Liam will be back soon. Hopefully Liam will be back soon.
Yeah, I think he's out of contract and he's getting on
is
a
he?
Bit. Yeah, I do worry.
Ben Winter? Ben Winter, we keep.
Probably worth another go, I guess.
Oh, God, John.
Yeah, no, I think so. I think Ben's.
You are cold as ice. Oh, we've got a new game for next week, haven't we?
Yeah, a new FOF game for next week. Gary Johnson's Gary Johnson's ice cold veins. More on that next week. It's a situational role-playing game. Oh, yeah,
blank week off. Next week. Week off next week. Midfield. Well, obviously, most of our midfield's on loan.
I think Armani and Jake Andrews are both on 2 years, I think.
Yeah, good.
So we've got them for next season.
Yeah, I like them. I like them. We need a bit of steel in there. Acer. I wonder what is Acer at the end of this season?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I hope we keep Acer. I like Acer. He seemed very happy in Tynmouth by the pier the other day, so
yeah, problem is he can't really run anymore. That's the problem.
But that's the level we're at.
Yeah.
Players can't run, they can't move, their hamstrings have gone. But they're ours. And Jamie Reid's on what sort of contract, John?
He's out of contract at the end of the season, which is why I think we probably should have sold him in January if we could have.
Probably should have sold him then.
Yeah, but we might need him to keep us up, so it's probably worth it.
Or as we always do, 12 grand to Peterborough paid over 2 years.
Yeah, well, I'm not even sure we're going to get that. But, you know, maybe it's fair enough.
In Gary we trust. Still. Yeah. And we might make a late run at it. You never know. If we can get everybody back, you know, the slump started with Liam Davis being injured. And since then, the whole slump has started. Without Liam Davis, we are, you know, and that is why we sponsor Liam Davis. Whitfield, he's ours, isn't he?
Yes, he's one of ours, yeah. And we
Kalala?
Kalala is ours. Probably might go at the end of the season, I'm guessing, maybe.
John, I think we're going
to... I think Gary's going to have a bit
disbanded.
Of... Well, I think Gary's going to have a bit of a night of the long knives, really. But there's 13 games left. We should probably be able to do it. Yeah. But speaking of all this, there is a looming iceberg... for the podcast. What happens if Liam does leave?
Well, look, we cross that bridge.
What do we do?
John, but I don't think he will leave. I don't think he will leave. I think he's got another season in him, John.
I vote that we email the club and get straight in on Ben Whitfield for next year.
John, you are too quick to pull that trigger.
But I like Whitfield.
And now you've said it, other people will be like, yeah, we're going to get in there before then.
Yeah, talky talk.
You think that's how it'll be?
Bet it will be.
He won't leave. I think you're underestimating how much people like playing for Gary and how much people.
Well,
love
it might
being
then maybe,
Bay.
But I think Gary. I think as we know, well, as we'll find out, Gary's blood runs ice cold. I think he's going to have a clear out
in the Bay, John.
In the Bay,
they're in the Bay.
They're in the Bay.
The team, as I like to say to all football conversations these days. We'll see. You can end any football conversation.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyway.
We'll see. There we are, John. There we are. That's Talkie Corner.
Yeah.
We're not going to do any letters this week, are we? We're not going to do any of that. It's
no,
free-form.
We free-form jazzed our way through this. We will be back in...
In two weeks. We're not going to do next week because of the... and also, we're trying to work out something... We're on the cusp of something good, aren't we, episode 100.
We've got a
fun plan. So we need to eke it out a little bit. So we'll have a blank week next week. Get all your letters into us next week. So we're going to have a bumper crop the week after. That'll be lovely on at Nat Obs Pod. Or what's the email, John?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com. And we will be back with a new FOF game in a couple of weeks.
That'd be marvellous. On the ice to you.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.